Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Hey folks, welcome to another Grand Central broadcast. It's Tim here, and I'm so glad to be with you. Truly, I hope you're well, especially all you grandparents listening in for a bit of encouragement. I have a pretty interesting few minutes to share with you today. So sit back and enjoy your coffee or tea, or of course, keep your eyes on the road. If you're listening from the car, be safe, of course. Now, if you have a paper and pen handy, or if you have a smartphone or a device close by, you may want to jot this website address down. Really, it's just a designated page linked to my Compassion Series website. Anyway, not to get technical, an item I want to refer to today can be found at grandcentral.ca. Now, there's a dash there, so it's grand-central.ca. For the past 6 months, dozens of grandparents have been filling out a questionnaire that can be found at grandcentral.ca, and I want to talk a bit about it today. I'm only referring that page to you in case you want to do the questionnaire too. It's a chance for you to share your insights and your grandparenting experience as well. What I do is just kind of gather common themes around what grandparents are feeling and experiencing, hoping for, praying about, what kind of information or encouragement would be most helpful for you as a grandparent. From the grandparents who have responded to the questionnaire, once they've shared all that they're comfortable sharing about their grandparenting context, all confidential and as anonymous as anyone chooses, of course, like I'm a grandparent of teenagers or of small children, if they are a person of faith or not, or other, or a long-distance grandparent, you know, all that kind of stuff. We then get to some important questions where they can check a box, or actually, I guess they're more statements than questions. When they check the box, it's strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree. So they can check one of the five boxes. Below those checkmark boxes, we ask, is there more you'd like to share about this where people can expand in their own words if they choose? From nearly 100 grandparent respondents thus far, I found one of the most pronounced takeaways came from this statement. The questionnaire says, I feel fearful about my grandkids' future. You know that over 90% checked off either agree or strongly agree. Over 90% are fearful about their grandchildren's future. Wow. Now then, the following statement, right after that one, is I feel hopeful about my grandkids' future. And to that statement, it was not even close to 90% agreeing. Only a few strongly agreed, just over half agreed, and the rest were neutral or disagreed. I think it's both important and quite interesting to note as added context, not all, but most of the respondents identified as people of faith. All that to say, from this non-scientific but pretty straightforward survey, many more grandparents identified as fearful rather than hopeful about their grandchildren's future. Oh my. Now, before that feels too crushing to you, what is also very clear is that nearly every respondent is super prayerful and super loving in the fullness of the questionnaire. It's also clear from the kinds of things they wrote. When given the chance to expand on their response, it is not that they don't believe in their grandchildren. The fearfulness is mainly about what grandparents feel is stacked against their grandchildren. And I would say for sure, the fearfulness is, in fact, for many, if not most of them, a marker of their great love and care. That is not me spinning fearfulness as a good thing. Just me reminding us all of the truly wonderful hearts and love we're talking about in the midst of this complex topic. So, take a moment here, grandparents, as you listen. Are you fearful for your grandkids? Are you hopeful for your grandkids? Like a number of those who responded, no doubt many of you are both fearful and hopeful. I get that. But are you more fearful or are you more hopeful? Maybe you're like me. On any given day, I can be one or the other, or back and forth on the same day. But here's the tough question to process, to really consider together. How can we expect young people, our grandkids, to be hopeful if we aren't? This is an important question for educators and youth workers and parents, of course, aunts and uncles, and yes, for grandparents. For those of you, those of us who have been in and around the church for years, we're used to hearing sermons and countless worship songs about our hope being in Christ. And I think we subscribe to it pretty authentically when we are talking about death and heaven and eternal life. But I feel pretty sure that not as many of us have done a great job at attaching it to the here and now. My first book, written for adults, is actually titled Bent Hope. Through all the fearfulness and struggle and pain and sorrow that I saw working with homeless youth and adults, where is the hope? What does it mean to bring hope? For my friends on the street, any semblance of hope came from someone being present, showing up, not saying, I hope you aren't hungry, to someone living hardcore on the street and then walking away, but showing up and making sure they weren't hungry. Trust me, very few miraculous things happen because I showed up. I have left hundreds of kids alone on the streets wondering if my presence made any difference. Tough reality for any of my street worker friends out there who may be listening. But I know for sure all the good that did happen with me in the mix happened when I showed up and offered the best of myself, even when I so often felt inadequate. There's something akin to all this with Wayne Gretzky's famous statement, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Hey, if your grandchild is having a problem in math class, does I hope you can manage really bring a great amount of hope? Or does a parent or a grandparent sitting down and helping them figure out their homework bring hope? The showing up or coming alongside is what usually brings hope into fearful moments or uncertain times. That's without question. There are nearly 8 million grandparents in Canada. And the average age of all those grandparents is 68. Whatever side of age 68 you are on, one thing is for sure. You know what it means when someone shows up for you. At this stage in your life, you know what it means when someone shows up. For those of you who are Christian listeners, is it not that Jesus actually showed up that brings you what we call hope in Christ? Came to earth, spent time among the least of these, brought voice and healing and presence and story and grace and sacrifice, of course. Jesus modeling showing up is the ultimate signpost in the hope versus fear conversation. Dear grandma, dear grandpa, dear oma or opa or pop-pop or great-grandparent, whatever your loving title is, your prayers are absolutely sacred. And your fears may be very valid. And your silent, wishful heart is lovely. But you showing up however you can is what will make you a true hope giver in the lives of your grandchildren. With all of this said, another thing that the questionnaire really brought out was the numerous grandparents who are not certain how to show up or come alongside. Except for a smaller percentage, for most, it is a huge understatement to say grandparenting is certainly not parenting. Another one of the lines to respond to on the questionnaire is, my kids are parenting their children very differently than I parented mine. Check one. Strongly agree, agree, neutral, disagree, strongly disagree. Okay, oh boy, a lot of people had lots to say after this one. One of the most common comments was about their children not raising their grandchildren with the same priorities around faith and the church. This is noted by many respondents as a major sadness and a concern. Also, very sadly, a number of grandparents said that the person their child married has somehow become a wedge between them, and thus access to their grandchildren is limited. There are so many variables, I know. Long distance alone is one of the main obstacles for so many grandparents longing to be present and to show up. So many Canadians have grandchildren who live provinces away, nevertheless a few towns away. Please hear me, I am so sensitive to these realities. And maybe praying deeply and fervently is the only coming alongside possible for you. If that is you listening in today, God bless you. Keep on, keep on. And at the same time, maybe today's Grand Central conversation for some listeners is just a timely nudge to get creative, to figure out Zoom or FaceTime if you haven't and you can, to become a text buddy with your grandchild if that's appropriate, to send cards or gifts out of the blue, don't wait for Christmas and birthday. Whatever way you can to encourage, to be present, to show up. Show up. On another show, I will read a fuller account from my book, Bent Hope, of a grandparent showing up and turning fear into life-changing hope. But for now, as we close, I will just read this one brief paragraph from that chapter. Something I wrote back in 2004 when my kids were only 11 years old and 7 years old, and I couldn't even comprehend or imagine becoming a grandparent. But I did write this 20 years ago. I cannot begin to count the number of grandmas and grandpas I have known who have turned in award-winning performances as guardian angels in the lives of young people needing home. The beautiful, silent, and truest heroes of our time, showing up, and whether the world knows it or not, God surely does. Maybe some of you grandparents are listening out there today. God knows. Thanks for listening today. As ever, let me send you off with the Grand Central benediction. Hope your heart can receive it well as we say so long. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.